All right, this half hour being brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Great deals at this time of the year on Ford, Kia, Hyundai. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors Guarantee, which means they go over every vehicle. And between quick lane inspections, routine, difficult, service department handles it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Always a pleasure to bring in Bob Nightingale. Bob, how are you?
Yeah, doing good. Thanks, Dave.
Well, the Juan Soto watch is now over. How do you analyze how Boris and company went about this and the result of it?
Yeah, I mean, he played it great. Minnesota had a great year, and you had, four of the biggest markets involved. I mean, the Dodgers were never involved, but it was always, the two New York teams, Toronto, Boston. And, I can't believe how high that bidding got. I didn't think it – I thought they hit 550 at the most. Never imagined, 765.
Yeah, it's incredible how, they were able to play it. At least, I know he couldn't pitch this year, but at least Ohtani can pitch.
Right. Well, he sold, and Ohtani sells tickets.
Yeah.
And the Dodgers made about, $120 million off him. And the Dodgers in MLB, I'm not sure how many tickets this guy sells. A few tickets, but nothing like Ohtani. Nothing right. Close.
Not even close to the two. When Soto was in San Diego, why didn't it work?
Well, I bring that up all the time, Steve. People going crazy over Soto, and I said the same thing. I said, if this guy's that good, then how can the Padres are so much better without him than they were with him?
Yeah.
A few guys at clubhouse didn't like him. The manager didn't care for him. A lot of tension there. A lot of accusations of being selfish and being removed from the thing. So yeah, no, it was didn't work at all. Something's up when the team can play that well once you leave than they did when he was there.
All right, so way back when Pujols went to the Angels and the Cardinals had, I think it was a 10-year, $220 million deal on the table, and he went to the Angels for more money, the Cardinals, to their credit, then took that money and they rolled it into two or three different players. Is that about the spot the Yankees are in right now in terms of what they may be thinking?
Yeah, I think it's a blessing in disguise. I think the Yankees would be a much better team the fact he's gone. Yeah, back then, I think the Cardinals offer, it was a big difference, Steve. I think it was $160.
Okay.
So, took an extra 80. In this case, as obviously he didn't want to stay at the Yankees. To leave over $5 million makes no sense. I think the Yankees are better off because if they had signed Soto, they weren't going to do anything else. That was it. They were still going to have the gaping holes everywhere else. Now, as they did with Max Fried, they get a top left-handed pitcher. They're trying to trade for Kyle Tucker, who's about to make big money in a year. If not him, they'll get Christian Walker at first base. Talking about, Alex Bregman at third base, get some bullpen help. So, I think they're better off. I really do.
Yeah, no, I do too. I think that if you can roll it into, they've already done it with Fried, and they can get two other guys off that list. They are a better team, without question. So the Red Sox made the deal to get Crochet from the White Sox. They gave up prospects. They gave up two of their allegedly top 11 prospects, four altogether. What was your thought on that deal that Boston made?
Yeah, a great deal. Great deal for both sides. The White Sox got four of their top 14 prospects. None of their top three, but two of those guys are considered top 60 in all the baseball prospects, and they get a great young left-handed starter that's not making any money at all. He may make $3 million this year, and then, he'll jump up to about 10 or so, 2 full years of control. So, his arm is valuable enough, but to get him at such a discount rate, salary-wise, is a that's a real attraction. So, no, he's, should help them. I mean, it's, you know, 8 years ago, almost to the day, when the White Sox traded Chris Sale out to Boston, and Red Sox won a World Series out of it.
Right, and Sale got the last three outs of the 18 World Series on three strikeouts. Does Boston, though, still need to get another bat in that lineup to go with Devers and maybe more than 60 games out of Trevor Story?
Yeah, I mean, they need another bat. I think they need another starter, too.
Yeah,
keep going, get some bullpen help. You know, they better do something. They talked, you know, they talked a big game in the offseason. They were talking more than anybody else. You know, how much they're going to improve the team, and, you know, this thing may cost them a penny. They need to spend some money here to back up everything the promise they're going to do.
Yeah, no question. All right, the Phillies are a team that seems like they're not going to make too many moves, but when you've talked to some people, Dave Dombrowski doesn't usually sit idly. So what might the Phillies consider in this offseason?
Well, I mean, they were they tried to trade for Crochet, but they weren't going to give up Andrew Painter, their top pitching prospect. You know, giving up Alec Boehm and Justin Crawford, and kind of stopped there. I think they still like to trade Boehm and go from there. They need to shake up that lineup somehow. You know, I would think they'd be interested, you know, in a guy like Kyle Tucker too, if they could. But you can't just keep running the same team back. It has not worked in the postseason. And it's a big year for them. I mean, the Real Muto's a free agent after this year, and so is Kyle Schwarber. You know, two guys have been pretty instrumental to him.
Let me ask you about the Tampa Bay situation and what's going on there with the franchise itself. They'll have to play at George Steinbrenner Field, which is right next to the Buck Stadium. We already know the A's are going to be playing in West Sacramento. So what, you know, how do you view their situation? How does Major League Baseball view their situation down there?
Well, I mean, they don't say too much, obviously, because of the hurricane. You know, there's a lot more, a lot more important things than they in baseball.
Yes.
But they are livid that, you know, St. Pete is talking about backing out of that stadium deal, and that's why Rod Manfred, the commissioner, you know, flew down there to meet with DeSantis, the owner. I mean, the governor, and say, hey, if you guys don't approve this thing, we're out of here. So I'm not sure what's going to happen. If they're really going to, you know, pay $60 million to refurbish Tropicana Field, I would think they would, just because you can still use it for other things, you know, once the new ballpark is built. But, at least it's a nice minor league complex. You can go from there. So, but, yeah, I think we'll know in the next 2 weeks or not, you know, whether Tampa Bay area is going to keep that team or not. Well, if not, you know, maybe Orlando jumps in or something like that. A lot of hostility right now between the team and the government officials.
I'll say this, Orlando, the people I know down there, and you know a lot of people in Orlando too, Bob, they're very aggressive about sports. I mean, very aggressive about it, because I've been around the Citrus Bowl people enough and others there. But are there other long-term options for the Rays if Tampa or St. Petersburg and Pinellas County, if they don't come through, what are the options for Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, a lot of people say, even the people that live there, they're better off being in Tampa than St. Pete. But say, if that's not available, I would think Orlando would definitely be an option. Then you probably go up the coast a little bit. I mean, go up to Charlotte would be an option. Nashville would not. They want to save that spot for expansion, because you can get about $2.1 billion in expansion fees there. Otherwise, maybe it opens a door for Montreal for someone to finally step up there. You know, but nobody really has. So they really don't want to, you know, anybody to go into Salt Lake City or national markets, because that's supposed to be reserved for expansion teams.
Right, and you're talking billions in expansion fees in those two cities. They're not gonna.
Yeah, I think it's 2.2 or 2.3. Yeah, exactly, per team.
Yeah, per team, exactly. And they're not going to bypass that. Everybody gets a cut of that. What about the A's now? They're in West Sacramento. To your knowledge, Bob, how much work needs to be done on that ballpark so it actually can handle two teams? Because the AAA team for the Giants will still be there.
Yeah, I mean, the players complained about the fact there'd be turf there, which makes, you know, would have made the most sense, but they said it's going to be too hot and we don't want that. So they're going to have real grass, but they're going to have to change that turf up, you know, multiple times during the season, which could be a living nightmare, you know, with bad hops and divots and everything else. And Oakland had one of the best infields in all baseball, great groundskeeper. So, you know, they're going to go up, you know, got to get a temporary clubhouse, you know, for the visiting side. And go from there. At least everything's, you know, looks like everything's on track for Vegas in 3 years. But, yeah, they're going to weigh, we'll see. And this could be some high scoring games with that altitude there. Could be some 50 home run hitter, too, whether it's Brett Rooker or somebody else, with the way that ball's going to fly.
Right. That's a great point. Bob, give me the next couple of chips that you're looking at in the free agent market that you think are important chips that then start the domino effect.
I think the Giants are going to get a Corbin Burns. Okay. I know Toronto's in there. Boston is, you know, working a little bit. But, you know, Corbin Burns lives in the Scottsdale area. He's from St. Mary's College in California. I just can't see him not going there as long as the money is right, and I think it will be. We'll see about Bregman. I mean, Houston wants him back. So far, they haven't really budged from the 156 figure. They're going to have to go higher, and then they're going to have to go to 180, at least 190. If they don't keep him, I think Bregman goes to Boston. I don't think he'd be a good fit in New York. Just too big of a place for him. But, you know, Boston, he can wear out that the Green Monster, just like his home run, the Crawford box, you know, that sort of thing. But I think you'll see a guy like Teoscar Hernandez eventually go back at Dodgers.
Yeah.
And Anthony Santander probably ends up at Toronto. I'm kind of curious what Baltimore does. I mean, they were not involved at all in the sweepstakes for Crochet. For some reason, they must not think it's going to be an ace or think it'll break down or something. But they had the prospects to get something done and didn't. So they got to, they still got to get a couple of starters here. They got to be careful. I mean, they got the best young talents in baseball. But, you know, I'm not saying the window's about to close, but you just wasted 2 years where you should have gone on deeper than just making the playoffs.
Is Kyle Tucker being traded a possibility? Because that, to me, that's one of those young, maybe not a superstar, but a winning player. That's how I view him. What do you think about Tucker and whether he stays in Houston? Because I think his contract is up, I think, after next season.
Yeah, correct. And he's going to have a big payday. I think they've already floated around, you know, these agents got Boris, but I think they've already floated around $300 million figures. It's just going to go higher. So they may say, you know what, they've usually always held on those players, whether it was a George Springer, a Carlos Correa, that sort of thing, you know, even Garrett Cole. But I think here, if they can get some decent pieces that they feel like can still compete, they'll do it and help out the future, because right now their farm system's pretty weak. But at the same token, they don't want to give up either, and they still want to make the playoffs.
Bob, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. It's always great talking baseball. I don't care whether it's December or July. Thank you so much.
All right. Take you too, Steve. Take care.
All right. The great Bob Nightingale joining us on the show today. Tucker, to me, is a guy that I would always inquire about a trade. There's certain guys that may not be the star, but you're looking at him saying, you know what? As one of those, quote, secondary players, man, he wins games for you. Oh, he wins games for you. He is really, really good. Good in the postseason, better than the Yankee center fielder. Oh, just kidding. And again, credit where credit's due. To the kind of career he's put together. And Bob's right. After being a veritable gold mine for the Astros for years, their farm system has fallen down. And that's an issue for them, that the Astros farm system has fallen down. The Tampa Bay thing, The reason I brought that up is simple. They are coming up with today, you know, as we do this today, next Tuesday, it's Tuesday. Next Tuesday, they're going to have a meeting, and I think it's not just St. Petersburg, but I think it's also Pinellas County, about what to do, not only with Tropicana Field, but what to do with the ballpark that they allegedly agreed to build. Now, as Bob said, he's so right about this. After, and it was Hurricane Milton that did the damage here. After Milton rumbled through, I mean, there are far more greater priorities. Now, when I was in Florida on the Atlantic side, how long ago was I there? 2.5 weeks ago? Something like that? 2.5, 3 weeks ago? I was there. There was no damage. But I talked to Dave Tremblay, the former Orioles manager, former State College Spikes manager. And Dave was telling Joe Putnam, Dick Girardi, and I that, I mean, it was fierce and the flooding was awful. And remember, Milton hit on the Gulf side and then got the Daytona after going over land. He said it was unbelievable how fierce that storm was. Imagine what it was like on the Gulf side when that storm hit. Just imagine. And so that's what they're dealing with. And Bob rightfully pointed out their bigger priorities. And I did not get to the Gulf side, so I don't know, you know, to see damage or anything like that. I was on the Atlantic side, so the damage had been cleaned up by the time we got there. And Dave said the flooding was off the charts. It was absolutely off the charts. How bad the flooding was there from that. And again, this is after Milton had gone over land. So just imagine what it did on the Gulf side. So yeah, Bob's right. Bigger fish to fry than the ballpark. But, you know, long term, they do have to talk about it. They do have to talk about it. All right. This half hour brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hubbell's Wharf and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with Sunbury Motors guarantee. Terrific service department that backs it up every step of the way, whether it's quick lane, inspections, routine, difficult, they handle it all. At Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Okay.